Don Newberry, the Idle American, looking back on our annual popcorn rush. Carl Sandburg, his poetry collections winning 3 Pulitzer Prizes, warmed the hearts of Americans with his beautiful description of how tides roll in on little cat feet. He'd be hard-pressed to similarly describe crowds' arrivals at our house each year on October 31st. They're in all shapes, sizes, ages, and all manner of dress. But, unlike the fog, they arrive as if on tidal waves, eager to gather their popcorn. Only a handful say thank you. Before you think ill of today's youth, let me quickly add that mere thank yous don't seem to be enough for these kids. Most of them add 2 more words, thank you very much, or something akin thereto. This marked the 23rd annual popcorn giveaway at our home in Burleson, and our 50th year to use popcorn as calling cards or welcome mats. We love these evenings of smiles and an atmosphere of goodwill when ugly politics and an atmosphere of general negativity are tossed aside for a few hours. Involved in it all are parents and grandparents, smiling as they watch the youngsters respond with gracious expressions of thanks, even though more treats beckon next door and down the street. They seemed highly organized, perhaps utilizing GPS thingies, maps, and records of specific addresses where abundant loot is found annually. These kids act as if they fear that Santa Claus might be hovering nearby, making a list of who was naughty and nice. We don't keep score on numbers of visitors. We'll admit, though, that our inventory of small bags, the ones we called nickel bags years ago, was reduced by 600, and our stash of popcorn now is 75 pounds lighter. This event is invariably good medicine for us. Seeing families arrive with youngsters, their attention to courtesy and play does a body good. This year, a half dozen friends helped fill bags and marvel with us at the kids' creativity. We'll use the age-old description used long ago in small personals printed in American newspapers across the land. That quote, "A good time," was had by all. Some said they've dropped by Halloween snacks since day one. Others said they were attracted by the aroma wafting through the neighborhood. This counters my wife's description used across the years. She insists on calling it not an aroma, but an odor. There were oohs and ahs aplenty, particularly for toddlers barely able to walk alone. Some said nothing, but knew to extend their bags for popcorn deposits. One kid, perhaps a first grader, asked if he could borrow a bigger bag. It was a request we could easily grant. Many costumes were lit by batteries, some were inflated. A heart warmer was a 4-year-old lad. He wasn't costumed, but carried a handmade sign, use of cardboard, and he also used a sawed-off yardstick and a magic marker to complete it. On it were these words, "Will work for candy." Have we seen seasons ever so rushed by store holiday displays? One scene recently promoted Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. One pharmacy, however, was unadorned. Pictured, though, was a photo of a handsome dog, perhaps a pharmacy mascot. I asked if the dog had a name. "Rex," was the answer. I should have known. It was clearly showing on his name tag, but it was spelled RX. I'll close out this week remembering Sandburg, who was to poetry what Norman Rockwell was to artistry in his scenes of Americana on the covers of the Saturday Evening Post magazines. Sandburg was never thought of as an academician. In fact, he lasted just 2 weeks at West Point, posting bad marks in both mathematics and grammar. I suffered similarly in mathematics, but made acceptable grades in grammar. Before suggesting that Carl may have spent too much time in the fog, who is to say that he didn't gain knowledge that isn't reflected on college transcripts? Obviously, many people thought so. President Lyndon B. Johnson called him simply America. when Sandberg died in 1967 at age 89. The Idle American, Don Newberry, good day.